Did you make any New Year's resolutions? Yeah? What I'm going to talk about is promises. Our resolutions are promises to ourselves and the loving kindness of God, who is unchanging and doesn't fail in his promises. So I'd like to give you three of my resolutions, and that's to give you time to think, because it's the dreaded adults involved type talk where you have to turn to your neighbour for very, very short time and you don't have to report back, okay? So my resolution for the last 20 years, 30 years has been to get fit, not fat. Well, you can see how it works out, can't you? I did get a prize in Weight Watchers for losing the most, and that's when I was 11 stone, and that was 10 years ago. So I'm not much good at that promise to myself. In Ecclesiastes 3, verse 6, we read, there is a time to throw away. Well, I took redundancy 3 years ago, 3.5 years ago, and I still have 23 boxes full of paperwork in a cupboard on the landing, and I have not learnt to throw away. And 2016 is going to be the year when I'm going to clear out, maybe. It becomes less relevant, you know, as you've not been at the college for that long and you can't even find the worksheet that you want to teach from. It's a good time to get rid of them. There's also a verse in Ecclesiastes, verse 7, that says, a time to speak and a time not to speak. And I don't know, as you get older, do you speak more or you speak less? As a teacher, I'm used to speaking a lot, but I think I'm learning to speak less. Maybe this is not evidence of that. Could you turn to somebody, it doesn't have to be your partner, and just share one New Year's resolution. I will not ask you. Twos, threes, if you want to stay by yourself, that's fine. But can you think of a promise you've made to yourself? Yeah, get to bed before midnight. Part of the problem with our New Year's resolutions is being accountable, don't you think, to someone else to make us stick to those decisions. Do you do that with friends or family? And if not, why not? I would encourage you at the end of the service at communion to share, to be accountable with somebody in prayer for any resolve that you make this morning. Do we forgive our lapses, you know, or I'll just have that bit of chocolate and carry on, that grace may abound? It's so easy to think either everything matters, so I must be perfect, or nothing matters. I'm bound to fail, so why bother at all? Forgiveness is essential, but it shouldn't come cheap. The question I want you to have in your head as I talk is, what's our motivation as Christians to keep on going? Now, that was section one. That was the warm-up, okay? Section two, every good teacher, I can see several in front of me, knows that you should revise. And I have great joy in going back to what Darren Prince talked about for 4 weeks in November, December. Can anybody tell me which book of the Bible we were in and not Darren? Well done, Francis. Yes, he talked about the book of Ruth. And he told us about this word, hesed. I don't know Hebrew pronunciation, I'm afraid, but it's H-E-S-E-D. And it's loving kindness that doesn't end. It's all tied up with loyalty and commitment and God's loving covenant relationship with his people. We keep failing in our New Year's resolutions, but God is consistent in his covenant relationship with us. God has led us in his steadfast love, that's the word hesed, loving kindness. He's led the people whom he's redeemed, that's from Exodus. Deuteronomy 7:9 speaks of the faithful God who keeps his covenant and steadfast love, and that's been in the songs we've been singing. In Hosea 2, we read, "The Lord will betroth us to him forever in righteousness and justice, in love and compassion as we acknowledge him." Amazing word. He will, as it were, get engaged to us. He will promise to marry us. In Jeremiah 31, God says, "He's drawn us with loving kindness and will build us up again." What a promise for us all individually, 2016. What a promise for GSM. Okay, revising from Ruth. In Ruth 1:8, we read that Naomi blesses Ruth by asking the Lord to deal kindly with her, as she, that's Ruth, has behaved towards Naomi, her mother-in-law. This is that word, hesed, faithful, constant, reliable, gracious love. In Ruth 2:20, he, it could be Boaz, it could be God, hasn't stopped showing kindness to the living and the dead. In Ruth 3:10, Boaz says to Ruth, "This kindness, this hesed, this loving kindness is greater than before." Ruth has not only stayed with Naomi and gone into a foreign country, she's cared about family relationships and not preferred a younger man as her husband. The implication in Ruth is that Boaz is that bit older. So, as men and women, we can show hesed in loving kindness to one another, just as God makes his promise to be committed to us. Where hesed, loving kindness, is shown in personal relationships, other people get attracted to God. What better New Year's resolution than to know God's loving kindness more so that others may see it in us? But sometimes that's all pie in the sky for me. Where does it really apply? Let's think about Naomi. She was bitter because she believed that God had not been kind to her. She lost her husband, she lost her two sons, and she chose the name Mara, which means bitter. We're faced with a choice when we feel life hasn't been fair. We can look for the good, or we can wallow in the seeming injustice. I know this from the experience of being single. I've felt unchosen. Yeah? It's taken me 40 years to accept that God hasn't given me a husband. And now I wake up and think, thank God for my freedom. Yeah? I have choice. Your situation may differ. You may be lonely in a marriage. You may be alone. But I'm certain there have been times in your life when you've questioned God's loving kindness. Bitterness can be a barrier, an enemy, a giant to be overcome. In Hebrews 12:15, we're warned, "See to it that no bitter root grows up to cause trouble." I'm not advocating an unquestioning acceptance of suffering as God's will, inshallah, as my Muslim friends would say. But I have learned as I've got older that I don't have all the answers. And faith demands that I sit with God, as in Psalm 131, and trust that he does. Amidst our praise, there is room for lament. So let's look again in Ruth. Ruth 2, verse 12. "The Lord, under whose wings you have taken refuge." What an amazing image. Ruth had chosen to put herself under Yahweh's wings when she went to Judah with Naomi. Reflect with me on the picture and with the verses that go up. He will cover you with his feathers, and under his wings you will find refuge. His faithfulness will be your shield and rampart. I have put my words in your mouth and covered you with the shadow of my hand, I who set the heavens in place. And then in the New Testament, in Luke, Jesus says, Jerusalem, Jerusalem, you who kill the prophets and stone those sent to you, how often I have longed to gather your children together as a hen gathers her chicks under her wings. And you were not willing. Sometimes I've stayed in my bitterness and not been willing to be under the security of God. The next picture, I think, is lovely. Can you puzzle that out? That's a mother bird with a lot of chicks under her wings, and so you see all the legs. I'm told that it's genuine. But what an amazing picture. We have it in words in some of the songs that we sing, and it's here in Scripture many times, that God wants his everlasting love, his hesed, his loving kindness to hide us. We are in the shadow of his hand. It's vital to remember that God is in control and that we depend on his loving kindness. If we haven't been chosen by a partner, we can rejoice that we're chosen by God. God's promises go on and on, unlike my New Year's resolutions, and can be trusted whatever happens. This is the wisdom we learned about in Proverbs 2015 that looks at life with God's perspective. Maybe if you're over 45, you might remember a chorus we used to sing that goes, "Your loving kindness is better than life, Charlie." Thank you. Okay, it just struck me. This is straight scripture, yeah? Your loving kindness is better than life. Into your hands, Lord. Unto your name, Lord. Sorry, into my hands. I lift my hands, Lord, unto your name. And safe in your shadow, I will rejoice. I don't find claiming the loving kindness of God an easy thing, but I want to make it my resolution for 2016. And I invite you to join me in Psalm 63. You can read it from the Bible, it's page 555, or you can affirm it from the screen. And it demands a lot from us. So if you feel you can't personally assent to this, make it your resolve that you will seek God more and know his security in the coming year. Say with me, "You, God, are my God. Earnestly I seek you. I thirst for you. My whole being longs for you. In a dry and parched land, where there is no water. I have seen you in the sanctuary and beheld your power and your glory. Because your love is better than life, my lips will glorify you. I will praise you as long as I live, and in your name I will lift up my hands. I will be satisfied as with the richest of foods. With singing lips, my mouth will praise you. On my bed, I remember you. I think of you through the watches of the night. Because you are my help, I sing in the shadow of your wings. I cling to you. Your right hand upholds me. Those who seek my life will be destroyed. They will go down to the depths of the earth. They will be given over to the sword and become food for jackals. But the king will rejoice in God. All who swear by God will glory in him, while the mouths of liars will be silenced.